Yeah, all I can say is that if the parties, the stakeholders have in agreement that they are comfortable with the arrangements for the elections, they are comfortable with the preparations, and they are satisfied with it, sure, it's a welcome decision, and because we are looking forward expectantly to the conclusion of the democratic process in Guinea, so that they can return to constitutional rule, and then they can join the rest of ECOWAS in pursuing our agenda of socioeconomic development.
Now, Sonny, will ECOWAS send poll observers to monitor the elections?
Yeah, sure. As soon as we can confirm that the election is going on as planned, we'll send. We have already, if you recall, we have sent observers to the election before. So this runoff, we also have to send a team to the runoff. As soon as we can confirm that the vote is on, sure, we will dispatch our team to go and observe the election. We have a responsibility to follow the election through to the conclusion.
Initially, some people expressed skepticism because of the delay in the election. Are officials in constant touch with the transitional government to ensure the elections go on as scheduled?
We can only expect that all those who are involved in preparation for the elections will discuss with all those who are in government and who have responsibility for providing the logistics and other support for the elections. And like I said previously, if all the parties are comfortable that the election can go out on 24th, yeah, sure, they can proceed with it. Like, we are following the process closely because we are interested in making sure that the process in Guinea is brought to a logical conclusion and that we have a new government that is democratically elected and is consistent with the protocol of ECOWAS about democratic governance in the sub-region.
What will be ECOWAS' message to the people in Guinea as they gear up for the elections?
Yeah, we can only encourage all those who are going to vote, all the stakeholders, all those who are involved in the elections, both the Electoral Commission and those who are going to vote, to conduct themselves peacefully, to cast their vote for the candidate of their choice, await the results, and whatever the outcome, they should accept the result. And if anybody has any problem with the outcome of the election, so challenge it through due process. Not to resort to violence, but to use due process to challenge it if it comes to that. But we believe that it will be peaceful. We believe that the outcome will be acceptable to the people of Guinea. And like I said, if anybody feels aggrieved, there is only one route to, and that is the route of constitutionality. That is the route of going to court, using the process that has been set up, the framework that has been set up by the constitutional authority in the country to challenge such results.